Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Founded in North Carolina in 1937, Krispy Kreme now has more than 1,400 outlets worldwide, including 15 here in Ireland. The sweet fast food empire is launching a special St. Patrick's Day series of Irish-themed donuts this week. But with Ireland having the second highest levels of obesity in Europe, are Krispy Kreme something we treat ourselves to or something we should avoid? Jamie Dunning is the chief executive of Krispy Kreme UK and Ireland and is on the line. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning, Joe. Nice to be with you.
It's a pity you're not here in person, Jamie. You could have brought in some of those St. Patrick's Day themed donuts. It would have made me more popular in the office.
Next time. If only I'd known that was the invitation.
Yes, indeed. So you're launching these green donuts. Is that going to be a worldwide launch?
No, that is for Ireland only.
I thought you would have been able to sell a few of those in Boston and New York at this time, or Chicago.
Well, we run our business in the UK and Ireland separately. There are about six campaigns a year that we partner with our US global partners on, but we felt it appropriate to stay focused on our Irish market for this particular event and source them locally.
And how is the Irish market going for you?
Very, very well. It's been a phenomenal success story since we opened, well, coming up to 6 years later this year. The first store in Blanchardstown, I think for many Irish folk, remains one of legend. The store still remains the number one day one opening store in the world. So that is a record that Ireland can stay proud to. And last year, we grew substantially, double digit through expansion of our stores and core growth of the business.
I presume there's a strict patent protection for the recipe for how you make your donuts.
Yes, and even I don't know. It's one of those, if I knew it, I'd have to be seen off, as it were. So yes, Vernon Rudolph started the business in 1932, secret recipe added, and to this day, that is kept secret to a very, very few, and is what makes the difference to our dough.
And how many donuts are sold in Ireland, roughly, every day?
Oh, gosh, every day. We're going to be talking
every
about...
Every week, every month, I don't know.
Yeah, about 10,000, I think.
Wow, okay. How many would you eat in a week?
Well, of course, it's my job. So I have the job of doing something. But as on a personal level, I'm about once or twice a week.
Okay. Now, I mentioned that Ireland has astronomical levels of obesity. At the moment, sugary foods can't be advertised here before 9 p.m. Do you worry that health campaigners will succeed in banning sugary products from all advertising?
No, I respect the argument being made. And I've certainly never made the case for donuts being a source of nutritional well-being. I certainly make the case that they can be a great source of emotional well-being in terms of the fact that all of our donuts in the main are shared. And crucially, Joe, they're consumed on average 3 to 4 times a year. So we are very much a brand centered around sharing and the joy of that sharing occasion. And our mission really is to make sure that when you are out for a Krispy Kreme, it's the best donut you can get. And ordinarily, we make that moment more memorable. So I respect the argument, and I don't have a concern given how we're consumed and how we're shared.
Okay. Now, is the arrival of Wegovy and Ozempic and other weight loss drugs something that is good or bad for you guys, given the fact that these drugs are very popular, increasingly very popular, but they also kill cravings and appetites stone dead?
Well, one thing they don't kill is the craving to be together. And that's what we center ourselves around. So for me, I'm a big believer in personal choice, Joe, and I'll leave that choice to consumers. But I bring the point back to we're a brand centered in get-togethers, in family occasions, sharing occasions in the office. And that craving isn't going to be taken away, I don't think.
All right. Well, obviously, you've probably seen that some fast food outlets have seen their sales drop in America, especially where Wegovy and Ozempic is all over the place. And it is coming to Europe. So it could be an issue.
It could be, but I come back to the point that we are not a high-frequency consumed brand. And I can understand that if you are a brand that is consumed and relies on being consumed daily or weekly, then that could be a concern. But our proposition is very much on lower frequency, shared together, and not one that makes any sort of choice in a dietary context.
Unemployment in Ireland is only 4.2%, is effectively full employment. Does that mean you got problems sourcing and retaining staff?
I wouldn't say we have problems. I certainly acknowledge we're in a competitive labour market, and that means we have to be a very good employer. So the employment experience, the fair pay we provide are all part of the joy of working for Krispy Kreme, and that's fundamentally what keeps people working for us. But yes, it's been a difficult labour market, no question.
Do you pay the national minimum wage or above?
We pay above national minimum wage. We would like to become a national living wage employer consistently, and that's our ambition. We're not there yet, but we certainly strive to continue to be a fair employer. And as I say, you can be nothing less in a very competitive labour market.
And plans for the future in terms of opening up more stores and outlets in Ireland, whether that's within other stores or standalone stores?
Yeah, all of the above. So we certainly had an incredible rate of expansion last year that's probably going to slow down, but so we'll be more opportunistic now. We've got a lot of growth to do in our e-commerce ambition, and we've just launched our rewards program in Ireland this year as well. So it'll be a balance now somewhat more between the core of the business we have and opportunity when it arises.
All right. Okay. And I note you're stressing the kind of the being together and the, you know, the familiarity as part of the brand. That's an interesting move given the fact that you're selling physical products.
It's just where it's always been, Joe. Our number one selling item is still the dozens box. It is the center of that sharing occasion. So that's just how the brand has always been understood. The hot light at Blanchardstown is another icon of the brand. When on, come in and get a hot, fresh donut. And that's also something unique to Krispy Kreme. That's a shared occasion in our restaurant typically. So yes, always about sharing. And that's something that I've been very happy to inherit, to be honest with you.
Well, you can treat yourself to an extra St. Patrick's Day donut this weekend, Jamie, if you're staying for the rugby. That's Jamie Dunning, the Chief Executive of Krispy Kreme UK and Ireland.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.